Okay, so this is just for Patreon. So Chloe and Nicolette turn up with overalls and tools and are like, we are going to redo your nursery.
Yep, in a forest green.
Weird colour. Not because a baby's room needs to be any particular colour, just because it was a very dark colour for what should be a bright, happy place.
Well, look, I hope it's a woodland thing.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Aaron and David are like, that's nice. Not a great day for us.
Yeah.
We've just found out that we've got to go say hi to our former foster kid because he's in the slammer.
Yeah.
Can we do this another day? They're like, no. We're doing it now because we want to do something nice for you. Because they made up. They played board games and they made up.
Yeah. Also, like, Nicolette's going to really involve them in all of the processes. She's made that very clear, which, like, there's just so many disasters around this.
So many.
But she says, I need to involve you, like, not in the nursery. We're going to make all those decisions based on your Pinterest board. Can you imagine what Aaron and David are thinking? Like, what did we save on that board?
I had a Pinterest board for when I was, you know, pregnant.
Yeah.
But mainly it was like a shopping list. It was like, oh, I've got to remember to buy this floor mat. I've got to remember to buy this wrap, this baby carrier.
You probably put like 8 floor mats going like, I don't know which one
I don't know which one. Yes.
Yeah, I like these. They look good.
I better pin it so I remember and later I can choose. It's not a definitive list.
And then somehow you're going to end up with one that suffocates your child.
Unless they labelled it Aaron and David's definitive list of nursery items.
Yeah. Which, forest green, that is not, they didn't get the right list.
No. And like, I've got an Elsa Let It Go cushion on that Pinterest board that would not have gone with my aesthetic, but it's still pinned there, you know. Like, you just throw things on there and you see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, I've got like, I made a Pinterest board. I make them, but like never do anything with those boards. Yeah.
And I've got a few things off of this. Oh, I got these signs and I never painted them. I got these like cartoony signs that say bam, pow, boom, like a comic book, and I was going to paint them and hang them up. I have not painted them, but I have them.
Yep.
but see, if they bought that off my board, they wouldn't have known that. It's just a blank wooden sign.
Yeah. Anyway, so Nicolette decides to move everything to like one corner and then they get sexy and knock this weird –
which was cute because I've been waiting for Chloe and Nicolette to get sexy again since they first got sexy because they went straight into comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
They got into their comfy clothes.
Now she's like, I live with my girlfriend.
Yes. Yeah. And they knock over this clown lamp and it was like the garden gnome plot from a few months ago.
Yeah. I mean, look, I thought it was a kind of a fun storyline, A, because of the ceramic nature, but also I really – Nicolette is constantly making mistakes.
Yeah, she's a disaster zone.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed that she was like, oh, this is it. This is what's going to get these boys to hate me forever. And it's like, it's not, no.
And I was intrigued that it messed up with the wiring of the lamp. The ceramics were tied to the wiring of it.
Yeah. Because
Chloe's like, it still works at least, and they turned it on and it was fizzling out.
Yeah, and that makes a huge fuss. I think it probably hasn't been plugged in for ages and it's full of dust and stuff.
And so Aaron leads them to believe that this is an heirloom from the Tanaka family.
Yeah.
And then David's like, this is a cheap bit of tat that mum gave me that I hate, so let's put it in the bin.
Yeah, I'm waiting for them to turn it on and it has Brett Bowman's voice saying,
turn away from the homosexual life. Yeah.
Turn away from the homosexual lifestyle.
If someone came over to me, I had a very particular timeline. When I was pregnant, I was like, okay.
9 months.
And then this, yeah, it was a bit wacky. I thought I would do it in 9 months way. But anyway, I was in lockdown. So, but I knew, okay, in this phase, I will buy necessities like baby bubble bath and, you know, nappy rash cream and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And in this phase, I will reupholster the furniture for the nursery. Like I went through this big upcycle thing and I was, you know. And in this phase, if someone had turned up, and in this phase I'll hang up paintings, didn't get to that one yet, they're on the floor. But if someone had turned up, actually someone had turned up and said, I'm hanging up your paintings, I'm like, I love you, thank you, do that. But if someone had turned up and said, I'm redecorating your whole nursery today, I'm like, I would break out into hives.
But also like this person's already growing the baby because you can't do that. Like can she stop coming from a position of privilege with these guys, you know?
Lost it.
Polster. And, like, she held the baby ransom to them only a week ago.
And then, like, just trying to sweep that under the carpet like it didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, at least she said, look, that was upsetting to hear. I'm sorry, yes. I made you feel that way.
Yep.
But also stop taking over things. Mm. Every time she holds that belly of hers and says, bub, me and bub or something, I just think, oh.
And I've seen that belly on one of the Instagram pages.
Yeah.
On, that, like, silicon belly. Yeah, and then I think one of the boys wore it as well.
Oh, okay.
And, like, that's why they always touch the belly, because it's a prosthetic belly. So when you're wearing it,
you want to touch it.
Yeah, it makes
why
sense.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. Anyway, that's them. Ceramic lamp.